Cheer to the GM tonight. The Predators, coming off of their big win at Winnipeg, are in Edmonton. They take on the Oilers. That game a little bit later than normal. That game is going to be at 8 o'clock tonight. Preds and Edmonton. Hal Gill joins us now, presented by Puckett's. Hal, new coach comes in. I know he lost the first game against against Boston, but that was kind of tough since he was hired that morning. But they go to Chicago and they win, and then they play a great game against Winnipeg. Beautiful play by Yakov Trinan, and the Predators win 1-0 against Winnipeg. Kyle Turris scoring the game-winning goal. Hal, have you noticed a change with the new coach, and what do you think that new change is?
Yeah, of course, there's anytime a new coach comes in, there's going to be a change in mentality, but there's a lot of little systems changes as well. And, you know, a little bit tighter defensively. There's a focus on protecting the front of the net. And I thought, honestly, I thought that Winnipeg game was probably the most complete defensive game that they played. You know, John Hines has talked about protecting the front, keeping a D in front of the net at all times, and then getting the puck up to the forwards and playing fast. And I thought they did that. I think the goals are going to come. You know, that was just, Hellebuck was really good in that game. They had more chances than just the one goal. But I thought that was defensively, more importantly than anything, that was the most complete game they've had. So there's a lot more changes to come. I think we're going to see things get tweaked as we go. But so far, so good. The Preds seem to be responding to it.
What do you make of the way the players are interacting with the coach? I mean, I joked last week that when they played last Tuesday, I kind of felt like he was a stepdad trying to parent a kid, where it's like, hey, Jack, do your homework. And he's like, hey, don't talk to me. You're not my real dad. Don't tell me what to do. But obviously he is the real head coach of the Predators. What have the interactions been like between him and the players, both on the ice, and you've been with them on the road off the ice?
I lost you at stepdad, but I think what you're trying to say is that you know, anytime there's a change, it's a new voice, and you know, it takes a while to figure out what that voice is. But from what I've seen from John Hines, he's very honest. He's very black and white in what he's saying, and he says that he's not going to leave gray areas, but he wants players playing a certain way, and he demands that. And in practice, he's detailed, and it's a little adjustment period. I think the players have been very receptive, because it's certainly not a yelling. It's a teaching. And multiple players have told me on the bench, there's not a lot of yelling and screaming. There's a lot of coaching, coachable moments, and one-on-one interaction, and basically saying, okay, this is what you did. This is what I want you to do. This is how we're going to go about doing it. And I think that's really what the players have voiced to me. And you know, on the ice, it shows. I feel like there is a little bit more of attention to detail. Anytime you have a new voice, there's going to be a heightened focus. And I think that's shown. I think he has their ear, and now they just have to get all the little bits and pieces, all the details have to come together.
Hal, you mentioned playing better defense against Winnipeg. We started the season kind of going from a defensive team to a little bit more emphasis on the offense, and I'm not sure, you know, that we got that completely done. But do you see the emphasis going back to, hey, this is the way that, you know, we've played in the past, this is the way we're headed now?
I think the offense is going to be there. I think the Preds have enough weapons that the offense should be there. It hasn't been clicking. And I think the biggest part about the D-zone structure that they have is that it is going to allow for more offense, especially from the center position. I think you're going to see Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene, Kyle Turris. You know, these guys, Bonino has already been fantastic, and he knows his role. But these other guys are going to get more pucks coming through the neutral zone just by the way they set up the D zone. I think, you know, the center will be shadowing the defenseman, kind of his support, and then he'll be his outlet. And I think if you get Matt Duchene the puck in his zone and allow him to push it through the neutral zone, you're going to see a lot more offense created off of the rush. And Hines has talked about that, making plays off the rush, trying to do misdirection so that you can get to the center of the ice, to get into scoring areas, especially off the rush. So I think they're finding that balance, but it's right now it's John Hines' defense first. He wants to fix all the defensive holes that they've had, and then they'll go forward and try to create more offense.
What's kind of your gut feel about tonight?
It's just a tough one. Anytime you're playing against a guy like Connor McDavid, and I shouldn't say a guy like him. There's not too many like him. He's on a level of his own. He's got Draisaitl with him, and they're on separate lines. McDavid was 71 points, and Draisaitl was 70. So it poses a problem matching up against those guys. You got to keep an eye on. I think McDavid is the real weapon. He's deadly. Every time he touches the puck, becomes a scoring chance. So it's going to be a group of five that have to stop them. And once you stop them, I think the Preds can dominate this team. They can take it over. I don't think Edmonton is as strong as the record shows because of that lopsided McDavid and Draisaitl factor. But hey, let's be honest, they're not easy to stop. So the challenge is going to be there to stop those guys. If they can do it, I like the chances.
Hal Gill's our guest tonight at Edmonton. Edmonton has the last playoff spot. Now, the Preds have three games in hand, but they're 4 points behind Edmonton. As a player, even though there's still a lot of hockey left to be played, do you look at that and say, hey, you win tonight, you'll have three games in hand still, and you will be 2 points behind that team that is in front of you for that last wild card spot, last playoff spot?
Absolutely. This is the fun time of year where you start to, you know, get into watching where that line is. And when you're below the line, there's nothing worse. And anytime you can get closer to that line, that playoff line, it feels a little bit better and you get a little bit more confidence. So I think you're going to see a team that it starts to respond, and every 2 points is huge, especially against the team in front of them. So, I think that was a huge win in Winnipeg because that changes everything. Being down seven or down three, that's a big change, and these guys know that. So, this is gut check time. We're getting into it.
So I got to be honest with you. I think, like, tonight's one of those games where I've said to Floyd, I think at some point this team's going to have to win, like, six or seven in a row, and I'm thinking, why not now? And so I just don't want it to break up the momentum of the two wins they had on the road in Chicago and then in Winnipeg. And if you're going to go win seven in a row or eight in a row, or like Tampa Bay has 10 in a row, this is when you're going to – these are the kind of games you're going to win. This, Buffalo, the games that are upcoming. So I feel like this is where you got to go on the run, Hal.
Yeah, I would agree with you. But in saying that, if you try and focus on going on a run, then you just get you're way ahead of yourself. I think right now where the team is at, they need to take it shift by shift and focus on what they're supposed to be doing. If they lose a game but play well, some things happen. It's not going to be perfect. You set up a good game plan and you execute and you don't get that win, it shouldn't burst your bubble. And that's where the Preds have had trouble is, not just the one or two losses, but the three and four, and then it starts to creep in. That's what they have to avoid. And if they go throughout the year without losing two games in a row, I think they'll be all right. That being said, if you get on a little bit of a run and you start putting them all together and you start streaking, it makes it a lot easier coming down the stretch.
Hal Gill with us, presented by Puckett's. Do the Titans beat the Chiefs on Sunday in Arrowhead? Your thoughts?
I have to think they will. I just feel like they're every time someone says they don't have this, they go out and they prove it. They have the running game. They have big plays. I do think they pull it off. I think the defensive scheme that Vrabel and the boys are coming up with, so far they've been looking pretty good. So I see continued success, and I like them. I'll say, do I have to give a number? Do you want a number? What
sure.
Do you want? You want me to just throw it out there? I'll go 35-27.
Oh, I like it.
35-27. Hal Gill, as always, presented by Puckett's. Tonight on the call with the voice of the Nashville Predators, Pete Weber, at 8 o'clock against Edmonton. Harold, We will see you later this week. Have a safe flight home. Are y'all coming home tonight after the game?
We better, because I can't spend another night in Edmonton. It's minus 35 right now.
Woo!
Minus 35. I didn't make that up. You can't make up that kind of cold.
Ooh. Sounds fun.
Get me out of here.
See ya. We'll see you, Hal.
Thanks, Hal.
See you, guys.
Hal Gale joining us again, presented by Puckett's. What do you think of Hal's score prediction right there? Titans 35, Kansas City 27.
We'll take it.
How many games this year has Kansas City played where they only scored 27 points?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm about to look that up. I can't believe that with Mahomes that they have scored 27. I bet they've scored more than 27 in every game he's played. I mean, I think they've – let's see. Kansas City schedule. Here you go. All right. Jacksonville week one, they scored 40. Oakland week two, they only scored 28. Baltimore week three, 33, 34 against Detroit. They only scored 13 against Indianapolis. Now, remember, that's when Mahomes hurt his ankle and Indianapolis held the ball for like 38 minutes or something crazy in terms of time of possession. They scored, they only scored 24 against Houston. They scored 30 in a win against Denver, 24 against Green Bay, although that was without Mahomes. They only scored 26 against Minnesota. They scored 32 against you, 24 against the Chargers. 23 against New England, 23 against – okay, so they've scored less than 27 points like six times this year. Maybe Hal's on to something.
Who knows?
You don't feel very optimistic.
Let's
about
– Let's hope. No, heck, I hope he's right.
But, again, I said you don't feel very optimistic about Hal's prediction, do you?
I think they'll probably score a little bit more than that.
Maybe so not. Then the Titans have to if what – give me a – later in the week, give me a number that the Titans have to get to. Later in the week, both time of possession and points. But we'll have to do it later in the week because Predators game day is next. Jared and the GM, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're streaming on the Game Nashville app.